WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 57 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Allen Honda, your Central Texas Honda dealer. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. One of several suspects have been arrested from yesterday's armed robbery at a Bryan convenience store or the gunfire that hit a Bryan policeman whose life was saved because he was wearing a bulletproof vest. 31-year-old Raphael Ginn of Bryan was found shortly after the shooting hiding inside an SUV. Charges against Ginn includes the robbery, evading and resisting arrest, and trying to take away a policeman's gun.
Sergeant Ryan Bunnett thanks area residents living near the Stripe store at South College in Carson for their support.
We went around door to door this morning, and we were telling people they couldn't go home or they had to check in before they went to their house, and they were almost everybody was 100% understanding and polite. We had people showing up offering their support.
Bunna also thanked the multiple law enforcement agencies who combed the neighborhood for more than 12 hours following the robbery. The officer who was hit by the gunfire is treated for minor injuries at a local hospital and released. Bunna says there was no return fire from any officers. No one was injured in the robbery where an undisclosed amount of money was taken. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Seven people living in a Northgate fourplex were displaced by a fire yesterday morning. The College Station Fire Department says the fire started in an upstairs unit of the building on Spruce Street. The cause is under investigation. 8 fire units and 20 firefighters spent 30 minutes to get the fire under control. None of the occupants were hurt. A fireman sprained his ankle and was transported for further evaluation. Add a former Texas A&M president to the candidates to become the next U.S. Agriculture Secretary. Elsa Murano is scheduled to be interviewed next week by Donald Trump's transition team. Murano, who is the director of A&M's Borlaug Institute, which addresses international ag issues, also served as a USDA undersecretary for President George W. Bush. Last week, the Federal Reserve announced an increase in its key interest rate by 0.25%, only the second increase in a decade.
They're hoping that all of the interest rates will kind of move up a little bit because they're trying to make things a little bit more costly, but also some incentive for people literally to borrow money because nobody's been borrowing that much, especially businesses.
Chief economist at the Real Estate Center, Jim Gaines, says the short-term impact on the housing market could be an increase in demand. He also says this rate increase, along with the outcome of the presidential election, could mean a very positive impact on the business market. To hear the entire interview with Jim Gaines, go online to WTAW.com. A Houston man stopped for speeding in College Station Wednesday morning went to jail for having 1 pound of marijuana in his car. According to the arrest report, the policeman who caught 25-year-old James Lee Oliver III doing 70 in a 55 on Harvey Mitchell Parkway smelled marijuana. In addition to seizing 4 bags of pot, the officer also found a loaded handgun and a notepad containing names and dollar amounts that the officer believes were drug transactions. Christmas came a week early for some Brazos Valley families. Bryan Broadcasting's general manager Ben Downs on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says they had 360 angels in this year's Christmas Angels fundraiser.
There were 136 bicycles. In addition to the toys, we had people who wanted us to do the shopping for them, and we were able to do that very well. It was $19,200. Wow.
Among other companies, Downs thanked Global Event Catering for purchasing a pair of shoes for every single angel in this year's program. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 57 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Allen Honda. More news at 6:30 or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Joy resounds in the hearts of those who believe in the miracle of Christmas. Sunshine Fun Pools wishes you and your family all the peace, joy, and love of the season. When it comes to custom pool design, Sunshine Fun Pools offers nothing less than the best. From quality materials to superior customer service, Sunshine Fun Pools wants to make sure your project is everything you expect and more. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and thank you from everyone at Sunshine Fun Pools. All pools in the month of December receive a free Hayward heater.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Considerable cloudiness today. There'll be some periods of rain breaking out across the region. Temperatures up to 65 to 70. Rain tonight remaining mild. Overnight lows 60 to 65. Tomorrow, scattered showers are possible during the day. Highs will be anywhere from 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild Christmas Eve, 65. Christmas Day, clouds, breezy, chance of showers, highs around 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, going to be talking the greatest, the best bowl game of the year. It's the famous Idaho Potato Bowl last night. I'll tell you who won that one. It was a shootout, by the way. Also, the Dallas Cowboys have sewn up the NFC East Championship and home field advantage, but they didn't play last night. What is this black magic witchcraft? We'll talk about that as well as a little bit on the NBA side, all that more coming up in sports.
You call that backing into the title.
Yeah. Well, you know, if they had won on Monday, this coming Monday against Detroit, or if they had beaten the Eagles the last game, basically what had to happen was the Giants had to win out and the Cowboys had to lose out. But the Giants lost last night. So, do you think it was that big of a sleeper? Oh, you
it's
just
the NFL.
You just don't care about it.
It's a no fun league.
It didn't matter. Yeah.
I mean,
no fun league.
They fine people for wearing cleats that aren't legal or something. I mean, you know, really?
Yeah.
They got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You know.
Apparently, they let them wear them in warm ups.
Well, that's you know, that's just wonderful.
So I want to warm up in shoes I can't play in.
Yeah,
I guess.
I don't. You know,
wear clothes that they to warm up in that they don't wear in the game.
It's 55 millionaires out on the field going, what I think matters, right?
Yeah, I guess. So.
Anyhow, in the meantime, a Florida sheriff's officer gave out onions instead of traffic tickets for drivers who. We're going slightly over the speed limit in a school zone, dressed in a Grinch costume. Yes! The officer handed out a dozen onions to motorists not speeding more than 5 miles an hour over the speed limit. Doing so this year, as he has for years past, usually offers drivers a choice between an onion or a ticket. Yeah, nearly everybody goes for the onion. Yeah.
He pulled them over for going less than 5 miles over the speed limit.
Well, it's a school zone.
I think for that reason he decided
that would be the best thing.
Yeah, okay. And those tickets are a little heftier than a normal
one.
Yes, they
are. That's true.
And you can't cook them.
No.
Or saute them.
Get yourself in trouble. Okay. Here we are on the horns of a dilemma. You know, it's Zach's last day for this week.
We're in the midst
of the Christmas season.
Yes.
We have a song that we used to play in years past on a regular basis about 10 weekdays before Christmas. We'd start up and we'd play it. It's from Bob Rivers in Seattle, who puts together twisted Christmas tunes. And so we thought in honor of Zach's last day, we would play that for him. It's last day. He's still with the company. It's his last day this week.
Yeah. Okay.
Your last day?
No, yeah, exactly. So, anyhow.
We're going to Copy Bridge?
And we were just going to. Yeah, exactly. That's where we're always glad when people leave.
Yeah.
Anyway, so everything was fine, and then there became a controversy, and, you know, so. I don't care. Yeah. We're going to go ahead and play it anyway.
I'm kind of excited about
this.
Well,
it's kind of fun. Yeah.
Have you heard it?
No.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
The wife is missing, didn't ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear.
Zach's going, uh-oh.
If you wanna,
it's a tradition.
Yeah.
We've been doing it for, I don't know, 12 years, 15 years.
Put on some eye shade and join the parade.
I heard this was a big hit in the Jenner Kardashian household.
Oh.
Yeah, there's probably, well, even before we had a face for that. Yeah, a famous face for that. We've been doing it. So there you go. The tradition continues in 2016.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, there you are.
We got a lot of information.
Everything else we play will probably be pretty serious Christmas. But
I need to show you a video of this comedian talking about political correctness. I feel like you and him would have a good time.
Yeah,
today.
Okay, all right.
It's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good
Y'all, Christmas is 2 days away.
It is.
Now you got to start shopping, right?
Yeah,
here we go. Yeah.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Well, there you go. In case you didn't know, and you probably do, that Christmas is 2 days away, so that means this is day 358. We got eight of them to go. And in one of those, it's Festivus, by the way, today.
Correct. So happy Festivus
for the rest of us.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that in a little while. But I don't know how they ever got to this, but the people who grow radishes in Mexico are pretty smart. Because in Oaxaca, Mexico today, they celebrate the Feast of Radishes. Figurines of people and animal are carved out of radishes and sold and then eaten.
Okay.
Well, I mean, in what world? In what world? Hey, wow, it's December 23rd.
Let's carve a radish into a rabbit.
What I'm thinking is some radish farmers got together and went, you know, we got a ton of radishes we got to get rid of.
Let's do something with them.
Okay. Let's make it sound like it's fun, and we'll get these wackos down the road to buy these radishes after we've carved animals out of them.
I'm not a big radish fan.
Well,
altogether.
What does a radish add, right?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, it
maybe
adds
a little,
color and crunch.
Right, color and crunch to a salad, but that's about the only time I eat it.
Again, and maybe these are really big radishes as opposed to those ones that we get in the grocery store.
Maybe they have like monster radishes.
Yeah, that's it. That mm-hmm. You know, if they're the size of like a sweet
potato.
Souped
up radishes.
Yeah, it's a radish on steroids.
Okay.
Could be. All right, we got to get going. We got a lot of birthdays because we got to do Monday also.
Yeah.
So, all right, here we go.
Oh.
I'll get Monday. Don't worry about it. It's
good
thing. Yeah.
Brad didn't leave that on the list.
Yeah, it's okay.
Eddie Vedder's turning 52
today. Hey, all right.
And his Cubby's won, so that's big. Holly Madison's turning 37.
Hugh Hefner's ex-wife?
Yeah, well, they weren't married.
She was the top bunny.
She was the main one. She's got brown hair in this. I'm not used to seeing her
as
a brunette.
And she came out and, like, wrote a book about, the
Did
mansion.
She? Oh,
and
no, I had no idea.
Yeah, kind of
so she's turning 37, but she's married and has a kid now.
Okay.
Jim Harbaugh is turning 53, Michigan head coach.
All right.
Naked Cowboy is turning 46.
Woo, been I've seen him in New York City.
I have,
the
too.
City.
Yeah, matter of fact, yeah. That's
not being Dallas, the city. Susan Lucci's turning 70. Of course, she's a soap opera actress.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Been in a lot of stuff. All My Children, I think.
That's right.
Hanley Ramirez is turning 33. For you baseball fans out there, and let's see who else. Oh goodness, there's really not much. Not as far as birthdays go today. That's about all I got.
Right. Well, Harry Shearer, who does the voice of a lot of people on The Simpsons, Flanders, Principal Skinner, Mr. Burns, Smithers, and those people, moved out of California and moved to New Orleans last year. I think doesn't really want to be doing The Simpsons, but if they pay you $300,000 to talk into a microphone a few times a year, he's probably all for that. All right, let's see. Saturday, let me see if we have anything important on Saturday. Saturday is one more page. I don't have my Saturday stuff.
Well, it's Christmas Eve. Right, it's Christmas Eve.
That is true. Right. Yeah, it's the day before Christmas.
The day which some people celebrate on. What about you guys?
Oh, and by the way, so the first night of Hanukkah.
Oh, okay.
How do you celebrate Christmas Eve? No, I don't know how you do that.
Well, like some people do presents on Christmas Eve versus Christmas Day.
I've heard that. That never in
it doesn't
our
really
house,
make sense with the whole
we
Santa
have a,
thing.
We have a weird thing in my family where we call each other and wish each other Merry Christmas Eve gift.
That's
in the mornings.
Oh, gift? Oh, yeah. You just wish them a gift rather than actually have to get one.
Yeah,
oh, that's,
my grandfather did it, and you're supposed to call them before they call you, and the first one to call wins.
Okay. Well, no, but when do you start? Is it
like is there a
should
time?
You have already you start like a minute after midnight?
Well, typically we do it in the morning. Gets up earliest in the morning.
Oh, you get to wake people up.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's a nice Christmas
Pawpaw
gift.
Pawpaw used to call people about 5 o'clock in the morning.
There you go.
Pawpaw.
Pawpaw.
All right. Okay, so we got birthdays. Oh, it's eggnog day, too, in case you want to try that.
Okay. Mm,
delicious. If you want to try good eggnog.
Good eggnog.
I know, because the eggnog I brought sucked. But anyhow.
Don't be too
well,
hard
it was.
Don't
it was horrible. It was horrible, but it's okay. I'll blame it on Borden's. They made it. All right, so anyway, and we got some birthdays.
Christmas Eve birthdays. Ryan Seacrest and his teeth are turning 41 tomorrow.
All right.
Ricky Martin's turning 44. Oh, he used to be a big thing back
in the recently day. Engaged.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
He came out, correct?
Yes, okay. Yes.
All right, I was making sure. I didn't know if maybe he swapped back.
Changed teeth.
Yeah. No. Okay. Well, I didn't know if you could do that. Diedrich Bader is turning 49.
Wow.
Sorry, guys.
No, we got in the ditch quickly. All right, anyway.
Diedrich Bader is turning 49. You would notice him if you saw him. He was on the Drew Carey Show.
Okay.
He was also in Office Space. Yep. Was the neighbor.
Yeah.
That's a guy who's having a birthday tomorrow. And that's Lemmy Kilmister. His birthday would have been tomorrow, but he, expired last year.
Okay. Lee Daniels, he's the guy who produced the Butler and stuff. He's 57. Neil Kapoor, he was the game show host in Slumdog Millionaire, if you saw that.
Okay.
All right, he's 60. And Stephanie Meyer, who has written a ton of
Twilight
things. Yeah. She's got a lot of money.
Yeah.
She's only 43.
Yeah, she's
really?
Not very old.
Nope. That's it. All right, Sunday, it's Christmas Day. We know that second night of Hanukkah. It's Pumpkin Pie Day.
Mm.
What? On Christmas Day?
I don't know. They said, let's squeeze it in there. Maybe nobody will notice.
Yeah, or let's try to get rid of the pumpkin pies we didn't get rid of on Thanksgiving.
Them too. All right, and birthdays on Christmas Day.
Birthdays on Christmas Day. Justin Trudeau, he's the Prime Minister of Canada, is turning 44.
Okay.
Jimmy Buffett is turning 69 on Christmas. So listen to little Jimmy while you're hanging out by the beach. And Sissy Spacek is turning 66.
Mm-hmm.
East Texian. East Texian. And that's about all I've got.
Okay.
It would have been Humphrey Bogart's. Yes, and Jesus' birthday. And it would have been Humphrey Bogart's.
Oh, yeah,
birthday.
Jesus. That's right. Yeah.
That's what Christmas is all about.
That guy. Yeah, them too. Barbara Mandrell is 68. Annie Lennox is 62. Mm-hmm. And Ricky Henderson. Hall of Fame baseball player.
Okay.
Larry Zonka is 70. And Steve Warner has a birthday.
Oh, okay.
His
cool.
middle name is Noel, as a matter of fact, or Noel, if you want to pronounce it that way.
Right.
Yeah. So, all right. Oh, and we got to do Monday. Okay. Monday. All right. Monday is National Thank You Note Day. Duh.
Okay.
That makes sense. It's a candy cane day as well. And it's Boxing Day, the 26th. That's a holiday in Canada. And in the UK. Day after Christmas, food and clothing collected throughout the year and church boxes are distributed to the needy.
Oh, an actual box.
Yeah.
I didn't know, like
hitting people.
Everybody threw down the front yard.
No, not doing that.
Jared can't stand him anymore.
Yeah, the day after, Jared Leto, is that his name?
Yes.
Or Leto? Okay,
yes.
Jared Leto. He's 45.
Okay.
Jeez.
Yeah.
He does not look 45.
Mm-hmm. No, he doesn't. Kit Harington from Soap Opera with Swords is 30.
John Snow.
Phil Spector, we talked about him. You know, he's in prison for killing that lady. But he's a good record producer while he was out. 78. Jay Glazier, if you know him from Fox, NFL reporter. He's 47 years old. And I think that's...
Jay Glazer's tried to fight a few football players, from what I understand.
Oh, is that right?
They've been talking bad about his homie, Michael Strahan. So.
Oh, well, there you are. All right, there you go. That's a ton of birthdays, 623.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Breitbart now reporting that a brand new Remington Research Group poll conducted December 11th and 12th, it shows that Donald Trump is quickly gaining the support of the American people. Remington's director of research said, quote, America is 5 weeks removed from one of the most negative presidential campaigns in history. Donald Trump has been able to improve his image in a very short span, and if that continues, he will govern with a mandate. 47% of Americans viewed the president-elect favorably. Only 41% view him unfavorably. Poll also showed that people are siding with Trump when it comes to his press coverage. 50% now of Americans believe the media was biased and unfair in their coverage of Trump, and only 39% said the media had been fair. So much for the Armageddon that liberals predicted would occur if Trump got elected.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, if you're currently paying off a student loan, I want to tell you how you may save some substantial money. Now, if you have a student loan, whether from the government or a private lender, you've got to check out SoFi. Just go to their website, trysofi.com, and you will discover how easy it is to consolidate all of your loans into one simple payment, and that's going to save you thousands and pay off your debt a lot faster. Now, most people, believe it or not, with student loan debt have never even considered refinancing their student loans. That's like throwing away your hard-earned money month after month. Go to trysofi.com, trysofi.com. You can use your phone, your tablet, your computer, and SoFi has a 5-star rating. Just go to trysofi.com. Once you qualify, you'll get instant access to career coaching, networking events, and, of course, their great customer service. Now, it takes less than a couple of minutes, won't impact your credit score, no obligation whatsoever. Just go to trysofi.com. That's trysofi.com.
Turkish Shinko with your money now. Credit Suisse has become the latest big European bank to reach a settlement with U.S. authorities over toxic mortgage security sold in the run-up to the financial crisis in a deal worth about $5.3 billion. Zurich-based Credit Suisse, which was one of several European banks working toward a settlement to the mortgage securities issue, says it will pay a penalty to the Justice Department of $2.4 billion in addition to consumer relief payments of about $2.8 billion to be made over 5 years. Long-term mortgage rates climbed again this week, hitting the highest level since 2014. The rate on 30-year fixed-rate loans jumped to an average 4.3% from 4.16% last week. The average for a 15-year mortgage rose to 3.52%. A fleet of self-driving Uber cars is heading to Arizona after they were banned from California roads over safety concerns. The announcement came after Arizona's governor sent several social media messages touting Arizona as an alternative. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-206-5761. That's 1-800-206-5761. 1-800-206-5761. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This holiday season is a blur of activity, and it can be easy to lose sight of what matters most. Coming together with family and friends and being thankful for the joys we have. Painting with a Twist wishes you and yours all the love and joy this holiday season. Cheers to making memories that last with those we love. Painting with a Twist in the Kohl's Shopping Center. It's a little bit of paint, a little bit of wine, and a whole lot of fun. Sign up now at paintingwithatwist.com. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Painting with a Twist.
Well, it's Christmas time, so I felt it was only appropriate for another round of everybody's favorite game. It's a Christmas-themed edition of
Is It True?
I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. All right, to get us started here, the record for the world's tallest Christmas tree was set over 60 years ago and still hasn't been broken. Is it true? Yes! A mall in Seattle had a 221-foot Christmas tree in 1950, and that's still the record. The official record for tallest fake tree is only 180 feet. Number two, the record for the most lights on a tree was set last year at Rockefeller Center. Is it true? No, the record is 194,672 lights. It was set in Belgium in 2010. The tree in Rockefeller Center only has about 50,000 lights. All right, moving on. The largest Christmas stocking was 168 feet tall, and your foot would have needed to be 70 feet long to fit in it. Is it true? Yes, a group in Italy made it in 2011. From heel to toe, it was just under 71 feet. All right, this one hits close to home personally for me because I went to one of these parties recently. The record for the largest group of people in ugly Christmas sweaters is 3,473. Is it true? Yes, fans said it last year at a University of Kansas basketball game. And finally, Bing Crosby's White Christmas is the best-selling single of all time. Is it true? Yes, you may have heard us say that Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You is considered the best Christmas song of all time, but Bing Crosby's White Christmas came out in 1942, and it's sold over 50 million copies since then, which is the best-selling single of all time. And that's your Christmas edition of
Is It True?
I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Well, there you go. All right, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Let's have a look at that. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair, the leaders in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to that, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. If you haven't been outside, there's a little bit of mist out there this morning, and I didn't see any fog, but there may be some in some low-lying areas, so at least be aware of that. Temps will be at 71 today, and we could continue to have some fog tonight, as a matter of fact, with a low of 64 degrees. And then tomorrow, 75. I know. As long as you got the Christmas spirit, it doesn't really matter what the temperature is, right? Okay, and then Saturday night, 65 will be our low temperature. So 78 for Christmas Day, 50% chance of rain on Christmas night, then a 60% chance of showers on Monday, 50% on Monday night. So more rain coming into the forecast, and the temps will be okay, 74 on Monday and 69, it looks like, on Tuesday. Currently, again, that light rain or maybe mist wherever you are, and it's 57.
Our survival instinct was great for our ancestors, but today it can cause health problems and make us make bad decisions. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
We humans have lasted so long in part because of our survival instinct.
And at one time it had great value when we were running from tigers or spears. But today, it's now on overdrive. It's perceiving danger in situations that aren't truly dangerous.
Dr. Mark Schoen, author of the book Your Survival Instinct is Killing You, says basically, this causes us to react to everyday stresses as if they're going to kill us.
How am I going to handle this next work situation? Or, I'm stressed about getting this project done. And by virtue of applying this instinct to all these situations in our lives where it's really not needed, it accelerates this process called inflammation,
which has been linked to all kinds of problems with health and aging. How do we stop it? Well, Dr. Schoen says one great way is to slow down the pace of your life.
Chill out a bit from what are the very things that's speeding us up. One is technology. Why that's important? The higher inner speed we have, the greater likelihood we're going to respond to situations with that survival instinct.
That survival instinct also impairs your decision-making ability.
When we are under pressure making decisions, the survival instinct says we're in danger. So what it does is literally shut off the blood supply to the part of the brain that's a decision-making center. So our decisions become fear-driven.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 57 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A bulletproof vest saved the life of a Bryan policeman after he was shot by one of multiple suspects following yesterday's armed robbery at the Stripes convenience store at South College in Carson.
The officer was treated for minor injuries and released at a local hospital. Sergeant Ryan Bona says no officers returned fire. Bona thanked the multiple agencies who spent more than 12 hours searching for suspects, as well as the neighborhood residents, for their generosity.
Offering their support of, you know, bottles of water or, you know, food or things for officers that have been standing out there for quite some time. Some people just came up and offered us a handshake or a hug to thank us for what we were doing, opening up their homes and their businesses so officers would have a place to go to the restroom or just get out of the chilled air this morning just for a few minutes.
Anyone with information is asked to contact BPD or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Shortly after the officer was shot, a Bryan man was arrested on multiple charges. 31-year-old Raphael Ginn of Bryan was taken to jail for aggravated robbery, evading and resisting arrest, and attempting to take a police officer's gun during a struggle before he was placed in handcuffs. 1 year since the Federal Reserve raised interest rates, they've done it again. Chief economist at the Real Estate Center at Texas A&M, Jim Gaines, says this increase, along with the presidential election results, could mean a positive impact on the business market.
The businesses now are going to get off the snide, and they're going to start investing back into corporate America and back into business, Main Street businesses. Not necessarily the big guys, but all of the medium and small companies that really have been sitting on the sidelines for the last 5 or 6 years will get back into the business, get back in the action.
As for the housing market, Gaines says although you might think the 0.25% increase would deter buyers, it could do just the opposite.
Think of interest rate as being a price, the price of borrowing the money. If the prices are going up, you don't want to wait because you know you're going to have to pay more later.
Gaines says this is only the second increase in a decade, but the Fed expects three more increases in 2017. For more information and to hear the entire interview with Jim Gaines, go online to WTAW.com. There's a third Texan in the running to become President-elect Donald Trump's Secretary of Agriculture. Trump's transition team announced former Texas A&M President Elsa Murano will interview next week. She joins former State Agriculture Commission and State Comptroller Susan Combs and current Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. Before Murano spent a year and a half as A&M President, she was a USDA Undersecretary for Food Safety for President George W. Bush. She is currently a Professor of Food Safety and the Director of A&M's Borlaug Institute, which is an international program that helps elevate smallholder farms out of poverty and hunger through agriculture science. College Station firefighters spent 30 minutes yesterday morning getting a fourplex fire in Northgate under control. Investigators say the fire started in an upstairs unit on Spruce Street and spread into the attic. How the fire started is still unknown. 7 occupants were displaced, but none were injured. Just after sunrise Wednesday morning, Bryan police and a Brazos County deputy constable responded to a report of a vehicle burglary in progress outside a duplex near William Joel Bryan in Villa Maria. According to the arrest report, the officers found 44-year-old Martin Jacobs in Bryan of Bryan in the back of an SUV. Jacobs said a friend owned the SUV. The owner said he did not know Jacobs and the suspect did not have permission to be inside. It was another successful year for Bryan Broadcasting's Christmas Angels program, and we could not do it without the community's support. General Manager Ben Downs on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says all 360 Angels received an extra present this year.
The people at Global Event Catering Services bought shoes for all the children and all the people that we worked with.
That would be all.
It would be all.
Yeah, everybody.
They went shopping. You know, we asked for shoe sizes this year. They went shopping. Got them, wrapped them, and we went by and picked them up. And so everybody got a new pair of shoes.
Down says 136 bikes were given to the children this year.
Whether they get a bicycle brought back or not, we make sure that every kid has a bicycle.
Downs also thanked Barker's Heating and Cooling and Viasat for their large monetary donations, which helped bring this year's total funds raised to $19,200. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 57 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
This is State Representative Kyle Cassell wishing you all the timeless treasures that Christmas has to offer. May you be blessed with the warmth of your home, the love of your family, peace, and happiness. May the gifts we share this season be a reminder of God's precious gift to us. And may your Christmas be filled with His love forever. From the Cassell family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas.
Political ad paid for by Kyle Cassell campaign.
David Gardner's Jewelers in College Station is conducting a massive jewelry liquidation. This is the most spectacular sale in their 33-year history. Now, save up to 60%.
To prepare for this historic event, the entire inventory has been reviewed, and millions of dollars of inventory has been identified that must be sold.
This multi-million dollar collection of fine jewelry, diamonds, and more is being offered for immediate sale, all at sacrifice prices.
Don't miss your incredible opportunity to acquire exceptional fine jewelry and watches for both yourself and those that are special to you, just in time for holiday gift giving, all at sacrifice liquidation prices.
Now, take advantage of this unprecedented sale until the massive multi-million dollar collection is sold.
This gigantic jewelry liquidation event is taking place exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers, 911 University Drive East.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
For most of us, this Christmas will be a wonderful holiday at home with friends and loved ones. And Starfire reminds us to consider our brave men and women serving overseas and thank them for their service and sacrifice. Starfire, 979-776-2215.
All right, it's 642. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Here we go.
As we head into the holiday weekend, it looks like some wet weather is in our forecast. Low pressure is going to be passing north of the region, drawing moisture up out of Mexico, out of the Gulf of Mexico. With cloudy skies today, we'll be seeing some rain as the day goes on, 65 to 70. Periods of rain for tonight, 60 to 65. A few showers, mild tomorrow, 70 to 75. Christmas Day is mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Trevor Knight. Is he healthy enough for this bowl game? The Aggs are going to be playing on Wednesday. We'll hear a little bit from him, as well as the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Some sights and sounds from the greatest event known to mankind up in Boise, Idaho last night, as well as the Dallas Cowboys are NFC East champs. Thanks, Giants. Or thanks, Eagles. I don't know. Either one. Both of them, one of them played bad last night. The other one played pretty dang good. We'll talk about that more coming up in sports.
It was 19 in Idaho.
Was it
19? Yeah, I was listening to some of the broadcast. Not much of the broadcast, but a little of it. Oh. So here we go. It's the holidays. Your family's gathered around you. Have you ever heard that saying that guests in your home are like fish? They start to stink after 3 days.
No, I haven't heard that.
You never heard that before?
No.
Okay.
That must be an oldie but a goodie.
That's it. All right, Cape Elizabeth, Maine. This is Dan Howard, a dad, talking about his daughter being home from college.
Yeah, it's 5 days in. My daughter came home from college. Really excited to see her. It's been great. Day one was great. It was a work night, and her plane was delayed, so it got in at about 1 a.m. And then she had the heaviest piece of luggage I've ever felt in my life. It must have been 150 pounds, but and one of the wheels was broken, so I had to carry it across the whole airport and into the parking garage.
But
Parking.
It's a Christmas season, and we love to have her. I mean, it's really great to have her home from college. Day two was interesting. She had friends over late night, and about 3 a.m, they decided to bake cookies and cupcakes and everything else, and it was so cute.
Why were they hungry at 3 a.m? Never mind.
And they left everything out. Yeah. Next morning, I woke up, and even the milk was left out. It was sour.
Those rascals.
But such nice kids. Great having them home. Day three, she had some other friends over, and they were singing that song, Bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. It is very, very catchy, that song. I found myself singing it all night myself. Couldn't go to work today. I was exhausted. Day four, hasn't brought her luggage upstairs yet. She's living out of it. It's in the living room.
Yeah.
And she has piles of clothes all over her room, so we don't even go to the gym anymore. What we do is we just jump over the piles and pretend they're hurdles. Very good for the quads. Yeah. Very good for the quads
very
and the calves.
Very good for the quads.
You know it.
Day five, I've actually called the airlines, bus terminals, trains. There's no way to get it back to college. Do you think Uber?
Uber would work. 2.3 million people have already viewed.
Yeah.
Howard from Cape Elizabeth. So if your daffodil is home, it's okay. You're not feeling wonderful, okay? Now, they may have gotten you a great present for Christmas, and that'll be good. But
Reeves, it might be a little bit different for you because your parents live here in town. But when I go home, I suddenly revert back, apparently, according to my mother, to 16 years old.
Oh, I still do.
And she wants to know where I am, if I'm late.
Yep. Okay.
If I'm late coming home, she wants to know who I'm going out with.
Yeah,
where I'm going.
Right, yeah. Do you have brothers and sisters?
No,
I'm okay. Zach's an only child.
Oh, yeah. Well,
no,
that's
yeah.
Okay. So, because see, the birth order thing also, you revert back into the birth order too when you go home.
So I'm the oldest and the youngest.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And the middle child. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm it. So it's not like they could lose me and then have something to fall back on.
Yeah. Right. So she wants you to check in when you. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. My brother and I are a little different because, as you said, we live here, so we have our own homes to go to.
Yeah.
But we still definitely, you know, when we go back. And she wants us to spend the night for Christmas Eve, and we do.
Oh,
we
like,
you know, we want to as well.
Wearing your jammies around,
but
the fire.
Oh yeah. So, but no. When I would come home though, when I was in college, and I'd come home, it was the same way. It was almost worse than when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Like, where are you going? Yeah. What time are you going to be back? Well, Dad, I'm in college. Yeah. Like, I can come back whenever I want.
Really?
No, you can't.
Yeah.
See, it's different. It's different for me because Dad's just like, I do whatever.
But mom needs to make sure you're okay.
She needs to know where her baby
is. Just like, Mom, I don't know how I made it all these years living on my own without you there.
It's because all of those friends that you had in high school now are no good.
Oh, that is true.
The ones you'd be hanging out with, they misbehave now when they didn't back then.
Oh, you're going out with little Tommy.
Yeah. Did you hear about him? Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Whether you're enjoying a wonderful Christmas in the country or a cheery holiday amidst the hustle and bustle of the city, everyone at RE/MAX BCS wishes you and your family the very best of this fantastic holiday season. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Happy holidays from RE/MAX BCS, 3030 University Drive East in College Station.
Looking for the latest and greatest in Kawasaki mules, outdoor power equipment, lawnmowers, turf management, trailers, and more? Say hello to WRI Outdoors. WRI Outdoors is proud to be an authorized dealer for Exmark mowers, Steel Outdoor Power Tools, Diamond C Trailers, and Kawasaki mules. And our service department can repair anything. WRI Outdoors is proud to be Texan-owned and operated. Call 985-5040 or look them up on the web. WRI Outdoors.com.
Texas.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
There are two schools of thinking when it comes to backyard fruit growing in Texas. One school has you planting fruit that appeals to you without really doing your homework to see whether those crops are well adapted to your part of the universe. Nobody really ever graduates from that school. Sad and frustrated, they all drop out after a couple of years. The second school is for the horticulturally gifted plants people of the area, and that school's first lesson is that only productive, adapted fruit types should be considered when you start shopping for plants. Why, it's as common sense were a requirement for admission to that second academy. That's where we're going to live. Blackberries across Texas, the topic, and they are adapted. I'll be back with details right after this message. Get ready for gardening season 2017 with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Order by calling my office during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW, or order it at neilsperry.com. This is the book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. I self-published this book. It was printed in San Antonio. It's hardback. It's on the best paper available. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Not on Amazon, not in stores. If you go there, you'll find the old book from 1991. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out signed. It's only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Blackberries are perfectly adapted to Texas soils and climate. In fact, both vining and upright blackberries grow natively across much of our area already. Unlike finicky citrus, cherries, or avocados, blackberries think of many parts of Texas as their own personal heaven. So grow they will. Blackberries need full sun and well-prepared garden soil to do their best. Choose a site where they can grow for many years, since they'll perpetuate themselves with strong new shoots each spring. Prepare the soil by rototilling in several inches of organic matter to a depth of 10 to 12 inches. Blackberry plants are robust growers, making clumps to 4 to 5 feet tall and 6 to 8 feet wide. Since they'll be with you for years, avoid crowding them at planting. Plants should be 3 to 4 feet apart within the rows, and the rows should be 8 feet apart in the garden. Mulch the plants to reduce the amount of cultivation and weed control that you'll have to do. You want to choose varieties that are well-suited to your part of Texas. Brazos blackberries are the old standards. They're still very good. However, they tend to be a bit tart for some people's tastes. Newer releases have made serious inroads into the market, including thornless varieties Arapaho and Navajo. Of the two, Navajo is the more aggressive grower and the heavier producer. While it does have thorns, the variety Kiowa offers great yields and the highest fruit quality of all blackberries. That's Kiowa. For the record, trailing blackberries, more commonly known as dewberries, are very tasty and compact. They're also native across many parts of Texas. If you do decide to try the trailing blackberries, dewberries, however, use the variety called Austin. You'll find blackberries in bare-rooted bundles this time of year in nurseries or by mail order. Blackberries produce berries on their second-year canes. That means that you will not have any fruit at all the first year that you have your blackberries in the garden, but all of the stalks of plants produced that first season will bear heavily the following spring. After that, you have to prune the canes back immediately after they finish harvesting. After the fruit is harvested, they will never bear fruit again, so you're always dealing with one-year-old canes on blackberries. Give them a try. They're terrific, full sun, they'll produce. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places.
Well, less than a week until Fightin' Texas Aggie football takes the field against Kansas State in the Advocare Texas Bowl down in Houston. The Maroon and White have a few injury questions heading into the game, most notably with quarterback Trevor Knight. He missed 2 weeks during the regular season with a shoulder injury and then suffered a leg injury in the season finale against LSU. All that being said, Knight says he should be good to go.
Feeling good. Continuing to get better and better and better, but I feel like I can go and execute 100% of what I need to do.
Do you feel like there was any rust you needed to shake off after that LSU game?
Maybe a little bit. I just hadn't thrown for a while and then took a few days off for finals and things like that, but feeling good now and ready to rock and roll.
Now, Knight has accounted for 53% of the Aggies' touchdowns this year, with 16 of them coming through the air and 10 on the ground. He and the guys square off with Kansas State next Wednesday at 8 p.m. at NRG Stadium. Only one bowl game last night. It was the famous Idaho Potato Bowl up in Boise.
They'll play fake it to him this time. Matt runs out of the pocket, gets away from one defender, slips as he throws down the near sidelines. Got him. And Freisinger caught it at the 10 with one hand, and he walks into the end zone. How did Jordan Freisinger do that?
The Idaho Vandals are the offensive juggernauts we may never know. Quarterback Matt Linehan threw for 381 yards and 4 touchdowns to lead Idaho over Colorado State 61-50. Now today there are 3 bowls in action. Eastern Michigan and Old Dominion kick off the Popeyes Bahamas Bowl at noon. Louisiana Tech and 25th-ranked Navy meet up for the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl at 3:30 in Fort Worth. And Ohio and Troy round out the slate with a Dollar General Bowl at 7 o'clock in Mobile, Alabama. In the professional game, the New York Giants were looking to lock down a playoff spot last night with a win over the Eagles in Philadelphia.
Manning takes the ball. He loads up. He's looking. He is going deep for Will Tye, and it's intercepted. The Eagles win. It is intercepted. Terrence Brooks comes up with the interception, and the Eagles win. 5 seconds to go, and the 5-game losing streak is over.
Yeah, it was a bad night for Eli. The younger Manning was picked off 3 times and tossed just 1 touchdown as the Giants were upended by the Eagles 24-19. Now, the loss keeps New York from clinching playoff spot, at least for now, but what it does do is wrap up the NFC East and home field advantage for the Dallas Cowboys. The boys will be in action Monday night when they host another playoff hopeful team, the Detroit Lions, on Monday Night Football. Meanwhile, the Houston Texans try to hold on to first place in the AFC South as they welcome the Cincinnati Bengals to town tomorrow night. It'll be Tom Savage, not Brock Osweiler, starting at QB for Houston. Kickoff is at 7:25 with broadcast over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. The San Antonio Spurs were the lone NBA Lone Star team in action last night, and they were out on the West Coast visiting the LA Clippers.
Chris Paul brings it back the other way, looking to go 2-for-1 here with 45 seconds to play here in the first half. He'll take some time off the ticker if he can. He's now straight away, gets a good look at a 3, pulls the trigger, it settles in. Another 3 for the Clippers. They've hit 7 here in the first half.
Chris Paul scored 19 points before injuring his left hamstring to lead the Clippers over the Spurs 106-101. San Antonio will look to bounce back tonight against the Portland Trailblazers at 9 o'clock. Meanwhile, the Houston Rockets hit the road to visit the Memphis Grizzlies at 7, and the Dallas Mavericks are in L.A. playing the Clippers at 9:30. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars are back in action. They welcome the L.A. Kings to town at 7:30. And that's been your afternoon sports update, or morning sports update. Woo, getting times crossed.
Wow, on. No kidding.
Brought to you by Atkinson Toyota on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
A gift from Riviera Salon and Day Spa will delight anyone on your shopping list. With Riviera's holiday spa packages and gift baskets, you can treat the one that you love to a massage, facial, manicure, and pedicure, or any number of services and products from the full-service spa and salon. And for every $200 in gift certificates you buy, receive $10 in free spa dollars to treat yourself later. Riviera Salon and Day Spa on Rock Prairie across from the new Scott and White Hospital. Visit RivieraSalonAndDaySpa.com or find them on Facebook.
Good news. Barker's Heating and Cooling is here to make you feel good this winter with a new Lennox home comfort system. Best of all, at Barker's, they have plenty of options for high efficiency heating for any budget. So feeling cozy at home doesn't mean you'll feel the pinch of high utility bills. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618 for nice, perfectly warm Lennox comfort. Call 979-314-0618 or online at barkerservices.com. License TACLA 28101C. Now through December 31st, get 15% off any furnace. Get your free estimate today.
Children's eyes sparkle with anticipation. Cheery voices and carols. Steaming mugs of hot apple cider. Holiday magic is truly alive in Texas. And the Texas Trading Post hopes that you and your family are touched by the wonders of Christmas time. The Texas Trading Post, your local online superstore for everything Texas. They're serious about fun Texas stuff at txtraders.com. Merry Christmas, y'all, from the Texas Trading Post.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Take 5 Oil Change is now open at 111 Southwest Parkway East in College Station and 1621 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. At Take 5, the service is fast and the technicians are friendly. Stop by and experience the oil change that makes you smile today. You stay in your car and enjoy a complimentary beverage while their certified technicians change your oil in just minutes. Take 5 wants to help get your car ready for holiday travel with a Castrol GTX oil change. Take 5 Oil Change, the fastest oil change on the planet.
All you gotta do
News Talk 1620 WTAWR weather. Well, okay, it's not Christmassy, but it's Texas. Weather's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business, it's 1981 with two-way radios and paging service.